Says he doesn't remember much.
The party host, fill in the blanks.
I was like, excuse me, I don't know who you are.
I tried asking him who he was, what he was doing there. He hit me upside the head and pushed me, and I turned and hit him in the face.
But a fight was the last thing he needed.
I'm on probation. I'm not even supposed to be drinking, and that's one more reason I wanted them out of there.
On probation for what?
Assault.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Daniel Hayes is suing 20-year-old Grant Meany for medical bills after he was sucker-punched by him at a party.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 16 on the calendar, the matter of Hayes versus Meany.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Hayes, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you at some sort of social gathering.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Meany says that he was, in fact, defending himself. Why don't you tell me when this happened?
I was on 10/15/2010.
Where were you?
We were at his house.
Whose house?
Grant's house.
How long have you known him?
I barely don't know him at all.
How long had you known him in October of 2010?
I met him once before that.
How did you get to his house?
My friend Sandra was invited to a party out there, and I just tagged along with him.
Okay. What time did you get there?
I was approximately, I'd say, about 11, 11:30.
Where had you been before that?
We were at the local bar in our local town.
So you'd been drinking prior to getting to the defendant's house?
Yes, ma'am.
What time did you get to the bar?
Probably 9:30, somewhere in there.
And how far is the bar from Mr. Meany's house?
It's probably about a 20-minute drive.
Who drove?
His little brother.
How old is your brother?
He's 18.
Was he drinking at the bar as well?
No, ma'am.
Was he at the bar?
No.
Tell me how it came about that he picked you and your friend up.
Because we were both drinking, I'd asked him to come by and pick us up and take us out there.
What were you doing at his house?
I had some friends that were out there that told me about it, asked us to come out, so...
So you weren't invited by the defendant?
Not directly, no.
You were invited by other people that told you that they were there?
Yeah.
And you and your buddy had been drinking and decided to go over to this man's house. Do you know this man?
I've met him a few times, not very well, though.
So you didn't know him prior to October of 2010?
I had been at his house a few times before that. He's had some parties before, and I've been there before, so...
How many times had you been there before?
Twice, maybe three times.
You remember him from...
I remember him being there, but I don't know him personally.
And what about Mr. Hayes?
The night of this confrontation is the first time I've ever met him that I know.
Sit. If I need you, I'll get you again. Go ahead. Now you had some to drink, and you and your buddy got to the party.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we got there. We were having a good old time, you know.
What do you mean you were having a good old time?
Just mingling with the people, just...
What were you drinking?
I was drinking Captain and Coke, just a mixed drink.
Did you bring your own alcohol, or were you drinking the defendant's alcohol?
No, I brought my own.
How did you bring it?
In the car.
I know, in bottles?
Oh, bottles, yes. It was a bottle. Brought my 12-pack of pop and my bottle of Captain.
I don't know what that is.
Like a bottle of Captain.
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
What is it? Is it beer?
No, it's alcohol.
Rum. I didn't know.
Okay, I just can't figure out why I picked my leg up.
So, you know, we were mingling with people. Grant approached me. He asked me who I was. I stated who I was to him.
And what did you say to him?
I said, I'm Danny Hayes. And then I then asked him, who are you, you know, because I wasn't familiar with him. I didn't know him, you know, very much. I met him one time at a party.
Keep going.
That he had a party before.
No. Keep going. So he approached you, who are you? And you said, I'm Dana Hayes.
Danny Hayes.
Yes. What did he say to you?
He stated to me who he was, and then
Did he say? Did he say, I'm the owner of the house, I'm the host of the party, this is my name? What did he say?
He said, yes, I'm Grant, I'm the owner of the house. And I said, yes, I remember you from the last time I was here. And it felt to be more of a heated conversation.
What do you mean it was a heated conversation? So
because when he came up to me, the way he asked me who I was, it was in a stronger voice, you know, like, who are you, you know, like, not very friendly, more or less say. Yes. So then after the conversation, you know, I felt, you know, who he is, don't know him very much.
I don't care about how you feel. Just tell me what happened, would you please?
Then I walked away from him. Okay. So then I asked my friends, you know, I said, you know, we should probably get out of here. It doesn't seem like the place we should be at right now. And as I was asking my friends to leave, he said, yes, let me finish up my beer. We'll get out of here. And as he was finishing his beer, Grant came up to me and he said, it was either Hay or Hayes. And as I turned to my right, the fist was to the face. And from there on, you know, I don't remember much from that then besides being in the ER. I do have pictures of the incident.
I want the ER report.
And you want the ER report?
Yes, I want the doctor's report.
Here's the
thank you.
Police report.
Doctor's report.
Oh, the doctor never gave me a report. I have a police report that
okay. This is a police report that was made on what date?
It's the 15th of October. And it states in there that...
Shh, don't tell me what it states. I can read. You want to tell me your version of the events, Mr. Meany?
All right. I used to cage fight, and one of my friends was having a cage fight event in our hometown, Austin. And I went there to support him and watch it. And he was wondering if I could have me and some of my friends and a few of his friends over at my house to have a fire and all that after his win. I said, yeah, you can bring some people out. I don't want too many people, though. So I had people over at my house. I was outside by the fire. I had no idea that these people
even... What kind of fire? Just a
bonfire outside. I had no idea that these people were even there. I heard some confrontation in the house. My roommates came to me, told me that, hey, there's some people in the house that probably shouldn't be here. And I said, okay. I went in the house to see who it was. And my girlfriend, when I came into the house, she came up to me and approached me saying...
What's your name?
Chelsea.
Were you in the house on the 15th of October?
Yes, I was.
You want to tell me what interaction, if any, you had with the plaintiff?
I was in the house, and Danny, who I had no idea who he was, came up to me, and he, like, touched my side, and I just kind of took it as a joke because I don't want any drama, but I didn't know who he was, and I was like, who are you? I don't want you touching me.
Don't look at me and speak up.
And I asked him to please stop touching me, and I walked away, and he came back a second time and started touching my butt, and I was like, excuse me, I don't know who you are, stop touching me, that's it, and I walked away again. The third time he came up to me, both his roommates were right next to me, and they asked him to leave, and I said, there's the door, leave, and he didn't stop.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were probably furious that he put his hands on your girlfriend, told him to leave, he ignored you because he's an idiot and came to a stranger's house drunk.
And later today...
My question is, why didn't you sue her before?
Because I just felt like my sister would be able to at some point...
So there's no reason.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Daniel Hayes claims Grant Meany sucker punched him during a party. Grant says Daniel was provoking him in his own home.
Okay, did you have a conversation with your boyfriend and tell him what happened?
I told them that some people needed to leave, and that's why.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you told your boyfriend what had happened with the plaintiff.
Yes.
That he came up to you and touched you inappropriately at least once, maybe three times.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you told your boyfriend?
Yes.
And was that before he went and asked the plaintiff to leave?
Yes.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
So when you went up to tell Mr. Hayes, who was pretty well looped at this time, because according to the police report, Mr. Hayes says he doesn't remember much, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
When you asked him to leave, he ignored you?
Yes, I tried asking him who he was, what he was doing there. He was short with me, walked away.
What do you mean he was short with you? What did he do and what did he say, Mr.
He said, I'm Danny. Who are you? And I said, I'm Grant. And I asked him, I think it's time for you to leave. He said, who the f- do you think you are? And walked away. I came back to him after he walked away. I said, hey, this is my house. I want you to get the f- out of here. And then he said, I don't think so. He hit me upside the head and pushed me, and I turned and hit him in the face, and then my friend pulled me into the bathroom with her. She stayed there, calmed me down. His friend Sandro brought him into the living room. He went out onto the deck screaming bloody murder, come out here and fight me.
Go out because he was drunk.
Yeah, and I walked out into
the
yard.
Were you drunk?
Was I? No, I'm on probation. I'm not even supposed to be drinking, and that's one more reason I wanted them out of there.
On probation for what?
Assault.
Not a good thing.
No, and that's why I removed myself out into the yard after this had happened. He sat there, tried getting me to fight him again, and I ignored it. When they left, then I got in my vehicle and drove to my mom's house. And then after this incident, about 2 weeks later, he called me, threatening me, saying he wanted to kill me, wanted to see me in the street bleeding, that I was gonna have to pay for everything, that he just bought a house and he's gonna sue me and I would have to pay for his house.
No, you're not gonna pay for his house, you're gonna pay for his medical bills. He probably started the whole thing by being drunk and disorderly in your house. You were probably furious that he put his hands on your girlfriend. You told him to leave, he ignored you because he's an idiot and came to a stranger's house drunk. That doesn't entitle him to punitive damages. It entitles him to have his medical bills paid if nobody else paid them. Did you have insurance?
Yes, I did, Your Honor. I have the medical bills.
No, I didn't ask if you had bills. Try to use a clear head. You're not punched now, right?
All right.
And you don't use drugs, I assume. Is that right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Good, right. I didn't ask you about anything other than insurance. I said, do you have insurance?
Yes,
you
Your
said
Honor.
Yes. Here are the bills. I don't want to see the bills. I want to know what kind of insurance you had.
It's Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
So a substantial part of your medical bills were covered by your insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. What were your unreimbursed medical bills?
There's one here for $2,284.53.
Let me see it. Did you submit that to your insurance?
This is everything that insurance didn't cover.
Didn't cover. Mr. Meany, there is very little question in my mind that you punched him in the nose. There is very little question in my mind that there were not sufficient factors that placed you at risk for the kind of assault that was perpetrated on the plaintiff. You were angry. I actually could understand why you were angry, but you're on probation for assault. You gotta keep your temper, sir.
I understand that.
You do understand that?
Yes. That's why I removed myself from the situation.
Well, you didn't remove afterwards. Yourself soon enough. You should have removed yourself before you broke his nose.
I was trying to get him out of my house.
You know what you use to get a trespasser out of your house? The police. The police. If he was just a trespasser, it wouldn't have bothered you, sir. He was a drunk who put his hands on your girlfriend. And while, believe me, I'm not condoning that, what I'm telling you is you should have exercised better restraint. You have to pay for his medical bills that are unreimbursed. You understand each other? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,200. That's all. Thank you.
Isaac, excuse me. Step out.
I just used my instinct and hit him because I felt like I was going to be put in a situation where he was going to keep hitting me.
I walked away from him. He came up to me and hit me.
He fell over and we got split up.
His whole kitchen covered in blood.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody.
Always keep your eyes open and be aware of your surroundings.
I felt bad, but I did what I thought I should do.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ibarra versus Sola. Step forward, please.
Judith Ibarra is suing her sister, Janet Soler, for damages to an SUV that's in her name. Janet says Judith repossessed the vehicle over 2 years ago.
All right, Ms. Ibarra, let me understand this. This is your sister, and in 2007, you took out a loan in your name for her for a 2007 Yukon truck.
Yes.
2.5 years ago, you repossessed that truck.
Yes.
And it's been in your possession for the last 2.5 years.
Yes.
Your claim is that 2.5 years ago, your sister had caused damage to the truck. Now you are ready to sell the truck, and you want her to pay you $5,000 to fix up the truck so that you can sell it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't the insurance cover any damage?
Because I didn't cause the accident.
That doesn't
Judge
make
Judy?
Any sense. What?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Judith Ibarra is suing her sister, Janet Soler, for damages to an SUV that's in her name. Janet says Judith repossessed the vehicle over 2 years ago.
Okay. I want you to tell me now why it took you 2.5 years, during which time you drove the truck. Who is this?
This is my husband.
Or he drove the truck, or one of your kids drove the truck. For the last 2.5 years, that truck has been used exclusively by you, not your sister. So I want you to tell me why it took you 2.5 years to seek a remedy.
I was always hoping that my sister would be able to afford to take the vehicle back. It wasn't until last summer when I had actually sold my own vehicle. So the majority of the time these past couple of years, the vehicle was actually parked at my home.
My question is, why didn't you sue her before?
Because I just felt like my sister would be able to at some point.
So there's no reason. Now, if you took out a loan for the truck in your name, there had to be insurance on the truck.
Yes.
Why didn't the insurance pay for the damage to the truck?
Because my sister had let the insurance lapse. And I was only on the insurance as a 1% driver. So when she got her DUI, it wasn't until the end of the year that I found out in 2008, and she had actually had two.
I'm asking you about the insurance. You took the car back from her.
Yes.
The car had a note on it. It had to have insurance on it. So why didn't the insurance cover any damage?
Because I didn't cause the accident. That's what I was
what
told
difference?
By the
insurance. Well, that doesn't
Judge
make
Judy?
Any sense. What?
She. The insurance was her responsibility to keep the vehicle insured. She allowed it to lapse several times. By the time we found out about these damages and found out the insurance had lapsed, it was already too late. The insurance, of course, being lapsed when she was having these accidents.
I don't know. Listen, sit down. There's a reason, Ms. Ibarra, that states put into effect what they call statutes of limitations. What statutes of limitations are, as you know, because you're shaking your head as if you know, they're periods of time within which you must file a lawsuit or they become stale. Now, I don't deal here in this court with any particular statute. However, there's a certain time within which you have to bring an action because it's fresh, because people have documents, they have checks, they have proof. And when you don't sue within a certain period of time, courts are reluctant to entertain that claim. Now, if you had taken back the car, which you did in 2009,
Nine.
2.5 years ago, and say 6 months later, you gave your sister 6 months, she didn't take the car back, and you said, listen, I am going to sell the car and sue you for any damage that I have as a result of being the note holder because I wasn't supposed to pay for this car. You were. And if you damaged it and all I could get for it is this, this is my out-of-pocket expense. But she's not going to give you now $5,000 so you can fix up the car and sell it. That's not the way the law works.
We had originally tried to do that. Unfortunately, at the time, we couldn't afford to do the repairs to try to sell it either.
Don't do the repairs. Sell it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Now, the car didn't appreciate in value over the last 2.5 years, Ms. Ibarra. It depreciated in value. So 2.5 years ago, if you had sold it as is, you would have had a loss on the note because cars depreciate and there was damage done
yes.
to it. Now, 2.5 years later, there's the same damage, but the car is further depreciated.
I understand.
I understand. You have to understand your problem is if you sell the car the way it is, and if you can establish to somebody's satisfaction, and it may be too late, probably would be too late for me, that your sister had violated your contract, your verbal contract, to make the payment so you got stuck with them. Maybe you'd be successful, but she's not going to pay the $5,000 now. Right?
No.
Good. Case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've done everything for my sister. There are some circumstances beyond my control. Year after year, she's made promises that she couldn't keep. I thought as family that we'd be able to help each other. Now I'm stuck having to pay for a vehicle that I didn't want and I didn't damage. I never intentionally wanted this to happen. She felt free to go ahead and drive it around, not being responsible. My family have a tendency to talk down to me and always see the bad side of everything that I do. It's just been an ongoing process of disappointment and not owning up to responsibilities. They feel that I'm not a responsible person. Not to help people out sometimes. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's not worth it. I probably won't stop helping out family, even if they're family. I'm not sure if we're even going to have a relationship anymore. Probably not going to have a relationship any longer.